You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
State-owned power utility Eskom has reported a slightly lower loss this time around of 18.9 billion rand, and its group debt did fall, and it's now at around 401 billion rand, and that's down by 81 billion rand over the period. We do have Eskom CFO Khalid Kassim joining us to shed light on the numbers. Khalid, thanks so much for your time. I know it has been very busy for you, so we'll get straight to it. I mean, your balance sheet is improving, but is it improving fast enough by your own standards?
Thanks, Fifi. Good evening to your listeners. I think a tremendous improvement over the last 12 months, but from where we are, we would like to see then that debt reduced further and that gearing to move from about 67% as we have it now. I think a more sustainable level will be 50%. So that is the medium to long-term strategy from a debt perspective, Fifi.
And remind us again how you get there.
So obviously, firstly, from our perspective as Eskom, we need to help ourselves with cost efficiencies. Like we've reported earlier today, 14 billion worth of savings in the last 12 months. We've targeted another 20 to increase that to 20 billion in the current year, and then that will be in the base going forward. So that cost efficiency should come through. As indicated, that we believe that the price of electricity needs to migrate to a full cost recovery that we can service our cost of capital. And lastly, we would need to then engage with government and get the support of them to help deliver and reduce that 400 billion. Those discussions are still ongoing.
Does that mean you're asking for another bailout, Khalid?
No. So at this point in time, government has already committed and supported with further government injections in the current financial year that we're in, FY22, 31.7 billion rand of support. And in the 2 years thereafter, Fifi, another 20-odd billion per annum. And that's basically linked to the amount of cash that we're generating from operations. It's just not enough for us to meet those debt service commitments. Understanding that the 320 billion of our debt already government guaranteed, we wouldn't want to be in a situation where we default and then we leave government with a problem of 320 billion to deal with.
Mm. In terms of the amount of cash that you are generating, it's showing a slight decline over the period, as did revenue. But what does the recent changes in our energy landscape mean for your business? And I'm talking specifically about the government's announcement to allow private companies to generate their own electricity by a higher threshold than the industry initially expected.
Yeah, I mean, from a positive perspective, we all know that more capacity is urgently required. That will ensure that from an economy perspective, that there would be a reduced level of shortfalls in terms of supply, obviously directly impacting on Eskom's sales volumes in the short to medium term. We believe this as positive, as it will allow us to run more efficient plants, more cheaper plants, and that then gap covered with this 100 megawatts. I think, Fifi, one must also appreciate we're not expecting this to immediately solve the gap. It will then roll out over the next few years, but we do welcome that from an Eskom perspective.
And in the meantime, you know, Khalid, most South Africans just want to know about load shedding and when they can put that headache behind them. What can you say?
So from our perspective, that is the most painful exercise for Eskom, when we can't meet the supply to the country because of the multiple effect on safety, security, as well as just the general economy. It does remain challenging with a tight system, and normally what we do find during the summer months when we do even more maintenance, it's quite a challenge. I guess, Fifi, on the back of the recent explosion of Unit 4 of Medupi, that has put further pressure on the system. But in the next few weeks, we should then come out with a summer outlook in terms of the system for the country, and we're hoping to mitigate that with other better performing stations.
All right. Khalib, thanks so much for your time. So we'll leave it there. Khalib Kasim, the CFO of Eskom.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.